In this week's edition of The Hippo, one story begins like this. This weekend, have brunch from El Salvador, followed by a Middle Eastern snack, dinner from Thailand, and New England peach pie for dessert. Well, it's a great weekend for foodies in New Hampshire with several big food festivals happening. And here with some tasty tidbits is Hippo editor Amy Diaz. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So it's a little surprising that we have such a variety of diverse food fests in our small state, isn't it?
Yes, you're kind of seeing all of the different communities that have come to this area. You know, a Latino festival in Manchester, a Middle Eastern festival in Manchester, just over the state line in Lowell, a Southeast Asian festival. So foods from around the world.
Yeah, this is the weekend to fast today so you can really enjoy the weekend.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so organizers make the point that in the paper story that these festivals have grown larger each year. They offer all kinds of entertainment and things, but really what we're talking about today is the food. Go
yes.
ahead and give me some highlights.
Well, so one of the bigger festivals in New Hampshire is the Latino Festival. This takes place on Saturday in Veterans Park in downtown Manchester. And what I like about this festival, just as someone who goes, is that you're not just getting Mexican food. That's available, and that's probably the thing that is most familiar to a lot of people. But you're also getting food from other places in Latin America, from Cuba, from El Salvador. You get to kind of see how everyone approaches similar ingredients and similar dishes. I'm a big fan of empanadas, which are kind of the meat pastry, you know, the pastry with meat fillings, and you get to see how everyone does them. In past years, I've found two and sometimes even three places that sell them, and I love to get them and kind of compare. You know, you're doing a little sort of regional food tour right there in Manchester.
It's not just tasting food. You're actually getting a little more of the culture.
Oh, absolutely. You get to understand kind of how different cultures approach things. Over at the Middle Eastern Festival in Manchester, and this one actually runs all weekend, so you can kind of fit it in with the other food festivals. Over at Our Lady of the Cedars, they're doing kind of a Lebanese take on a lot of foods that might be familiar if you go to a lot of Greek festivals. So you'll see a baklava, for example, but it's going to be kind of the Lebanese version of a baklava. They also have things like shawarma, falafel, chicken, lamb, and beef kebabs. And so you're going to get all of those foods. And what's really fun, particularly about a festival like the Middle Eastern Festival, is that it's at a church. It's the parishioners making all the food. So you're not just getting, you know, Lebanese food. You're getting Lebanese home cooking.
So this isn't really Americanized food. I mean, this is really the authentic stuff cooked with the authentic ingredients.
Exactly. You know, a lot of the organizers really stress that you're really getting a taste of kind of the foods from these cultures. You know, down in Lowell at the Southeast Asian Water Festival, there you're going to get Thai, Laotian, Cambodian. And so you really get a chance to, again, not just taste all these foods, but kind of compare how each culture does it a little differently.
With so many choices, how do you go in and tackle one of these food fests? What's your game plan when you first get there?
Well, wear dark clothes and bring a tote bag. That's my advice. You know, the great thing I really enjoy doing on a weekend like this, we've got a lot of different choices, is going and picking up from these places and bringing stuff home. You know, you get some meals then and you get some food for later. One of the other big festivals going on this weekend is the New England Peach Festival, held by Church of Our Savior in Milford. They're holding this at Lull's Farm Stand in Milford, and they recommend come early. This starts at 9:30 on Saturday. They have, I think, about 130 peach pies, according to our story, 300 jars of jam. So come early, get your peach products, and then you've got that for dessert after maybe, you know, some empanadas or some tacos for lunch.
Yeah, so definitely go. Plan to taste a lot of things, but plan to take some things home, too, so you can really enjoy them later on.
Definitely. You know, I always, after the Middle Eastern Festival, I usually end up with some pastries for Saturday morning breakfast, too.
Make a full weekend out of it.
Exactly.
There's a lot of food festivals happening around the state this weekend. Amy Diaz has got a full list via the Hippo. You can find links to that list at nhpr.org. Amy Diaz, great to see you.
Have a delicious weekend.